Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reading a passage from John 10, 1 through 10. So without further ado, we'll just dive right in. And it says, Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief only comes to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And as we were, going through this passage, one of the words that stood out to me was abundantly. And when I looked up the definition through Merriam-Webster, there were a couple of different meanings that it gives. And one of the main ones that stood out to me was amply supplied. Or marked by great plenty as of resources. And I think it's very fitting for this passage because we see, this analogy, the story of the shepherd providing for his sheep, and he's amply supplying for them. We see that, he comes through the gate, he calls them out, and he walks ahead of them, and we know that they are able to follow him, so he doesn't, put them in front and tell them to hope for the best, but he walks ahead of them, guiding them with his staff. And they don't recognize the voice of the stranger, so they only know the one who provides for them. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, wow, this is really, this story, this, analogy that Jesus is giving, he's teaching to the Pharisees, but they don't super grasp it at first. We still don't understand, and he's saying, he's like, I am the gate, I am the shepherd, the one who provides for you, the one who takes care. That is what I, my Father are about. That is what we do. And as I was reflecting on this in my own life, I was thinking that sometimes I feel like I can be a stubborn sheep, where, maybe in a friendship or relationship or even at work this week, trying to prepare for certain events, like, okay, I'm just going to plow through and figure out this circumstance and find a solution, and I'll go on it for days on end and then realize, oh, I wonder what, God would say about this, or I wonder what Jesus would advise me to do, and typically that will give me an answer in mere minutes. Whereas I could have spared all of that time, trying to figure it out on my own. And as I was reading through this passage, it was like, wait, Jesus, you want to give me things in abundance. You want to provide for my needs physically, but you also came to give us the gift of wisdom, of relationship with your Father and with you. And that actually provides a more rich and abundant life in the heavenly kingdom. And so I think the Lord, as we read through this passage, wants to remind us that he has come to be our shepherd too. This was a common trait of old. That's why he used this analogy, but, it could still relate to us today as we think about the ways that Jesus leads us in our daily life. And in what ways does he want to provide for us in abundance, whether that's our physical needs or maybe our spiritual needs or what have you. And when we allow Jesus, to provide these things for us, I think it, places us in a state of receptivity. Another facet that I was reflecting on is that, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. And I felt like the Lord was inviting me to recognize, like, oh, when I try, to figure out this circumstance at work, for example, on my own, that I'm actually, kind of running in circles sometimes, and I might actually be thieving my own joy. But he's like, but Teresa, when you listen to me and allow me to provide for you, it actually allows your life to be more peaceful and restful and full of grace and wisdom. And so that's been something interesting to reflect on. And so as we conclude this prayer lab and this reflection, Lord, I pray that you would allow us opportunities to follow you as our shepherd this week. In moments where we might be trying to figure things out on our own, we would pause and remember that you actually have the answers in store and you know what is to come, and that we would take that time to listen to your voice and recognize what you are inviting us to say and do in that moment, and that we might follow your wisdom. And so this has been a scripture reflection on John 10, 1 through 10. Again, my name is Teresa, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless, and have a wonderful day.